Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friday, the final day of the week. These are the voyages of the program Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Its ongoing mission, to explore strange new movies, to seek out new bits and new edifications, to boldly go where no radio program has gone before.
Hellcat's Movie Club. It's Hellcat's Movie Club. Hellcat's Movie Club. It's Hellcat's Movie Club.
It's time for Hellcat's Movie Club because it is Friday afternoon. Hello, Kent.
Hello.
How are things today?
Things are fine. I'm not going to get to see the game tonight because I am go to the lead center and do a review. So I'll be putting it on the DVR, and I'm undoubtedly somebody will tell me.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, will you be able to avoid the spoilers?
Yeah. But things are fine. And beyond that, I will tell you, I think there's only two ways this game plays out tonight.
Okay.
Don't jinx me, Ken.
One is if Princeton can control the game and it's play the way it wants to play, could be a very close game. But if there's any kind of separation early, Creighton walks.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah,
I
do too.
I controlling the tempo is the only way for Princeton to stay in it. I mean, I think that's accurate.
Should be interesting. We'll have a pregame coverage beginning right after this show with one Ravi Lula.
Who, and me? Then,
after
another show?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
John Bishop, Nick Baugh, live from the arena at 7:30. All right, let's talk about this week's pick. It was my pick via a recommendation of Mike Schaefer. The movie is Vengeance, a 2022 film written, directed, and starring BJ Novak. You will remember him most likely from The Office. Mm-hmm. He played Ryan. And this
Inglorious Bastards
and
as well.
Inglorious Bastards.
This character is certainly a little reminiscent of Ryan in some ways.
Especially late season Ryan.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. The movie, a very modern movie in that he is a writer for The New Yorker.
Not New York Magazine.
The New Yorker. But he wants to get into the podcast game, and he wants to get into the podcast game in, if any of you have ever listened to like the true crime stuff.
Like Serial.
A very specific type of podcast. A woman dies that he thought they had a very casual relationship, but her family thinks that they were like in a long-term relationship.
Yes.
And he gets invited down to Texas for this wedding. He lives in New York. The wedding is down in Texas. And one of her siblings thinks that she was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a certain worldview that BJ Novak's character does not have. And then there are kind of a bunch of twists and turns along the way. I'd say that did I miss anything, Ken? I think that's kind of the general premise of the flick.
Yeah, other than I would say it's a black, dark comedy.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Not so much a mystery, so to speak. It's not really a thriller by any way I would judge it. So it's more of a dark comedy kind of social statement movie.
Definitely.
And I think it's also notable that he wrote and directed it, BJ Novak.
Yeah. What did you think of this movie, Ken? Had you seen it before this week?
I didn't realize I had until I started watching it. I've seen this before. That was one. Two things that you say, I had kind of the same reaction both times. It's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some funny and some pretty funny in a lot of places and well enough done. It smacks a little of being a first feature. First 15 minutes are pretty rough, I thought, the second time. Kind of awkwardly gets into its story. But once it gets going, then it's okay. And then there's some spots where he couldn't bear to cut his own brilliant prose, you know?
Like that
last... one of the people that he meets in this little town in Texas is a music producer who's played by Ashton Kutcher,
mm-hmm.
who is great.
Yes,
yeah, he was really
awesome.
So good.
Yeah,
from Iowa.
And his last little soliloquy is a little too much. Those kind of long statements, right?
Mm-hmm.
That isn't how people talk in real life, right? And though there were some of those kind of things in there that kind of threw me off a little. That's one of the things that I kind of gets me with some movies. But overall, it's a decent little picture. You know, I think I gave it a B
mm-hmm.
when it came out.
So I wanted to touch on that part you were talking about with Ashton Kutcher a little bit, just because. So I thought the way his character kind of developed through the movie was really interesting. Yeah, the Ashton Kutcher character, because he has several of those kind of speeches through, or at least a few of those speeches throughout the movie, where he's kind of waxing poetic and very like philosophical, kind of nonsense conversations. He obviously thinks very highly of his own intellect.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so I understand what you're saying about, in most situations, I think that's correct. I thought it was actually really crucial in that moment to see how full of BS Ashton Kutcher was. Mm. And I thought the prose kind of did that, because he kind of just keeps talking himself in circles. And that kind of actually worked for me in the sense of establishing, oh, this guy is just a total fraud who thinks super highly of himself.
It made sense for the character.
Yeah, I thought it actually kind of fit.
But you wouldn't stand there and let him blather on like that if you're in real life.
That's fair. I think part of it, I mean, I know they had, I don't know, are we doing spoilers here or not?
No, it's new enough. Let's kind of.
I think part of the thing you can get away with a little bit because of the premise of the movie is he's recording a bunch of things for a podcast.
Yes.
Is I think you can give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt of maybe he's allowing people to overtalk because of the nature of what he's doing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So that would be my only kind of pushback there.
Yeah. And by the way, when he goes down, what does he say, Ken, at the beginning, the BJ Novak character? Like, he wants to do, it's just like that typical idea of like, I want to do a podcast about America.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, like, it's just, he has all these grand ideas, and it's funny because there's this early moment where he's standing outside of the truck when he kind of gets the go ahead to do the podcast, and he tries to record the like, the wind is blowing in, and he's not good mm-hmm. at it. You know, he kind of sucks at it. But it's funny because I think that this is certainly a satire on like this type of podcast idea, these types of people, right? Like, he is the obvious liberal from the big city. He is going to hang out with this obvious,
like, really condescending,
conservative,
very pretentious
family, you know, toting guns, all these ideas in the middle of nowhere in Texas. And it's funny because over the course of the movie, I think it kind of hits on a lot of the differences that those types of people that we all have. And I thought a pretty good way, you know, even though at the beginning you think like, oh, of course, the big city liberal is going to tell the small town conservatives how they need to live.
I thought it did a pretty good job of highlighting the differences in those people without, like, I didn't think the Texans were the butt of the joke.
No,
right.
I mean,
not at all.
BJ
Novak was. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
Which
and by design.
Yes. You know, right. Yeah. But know, I think early you would have maybe thought, oh, they're just going to make fun of these people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But they do make fun of him.
So, for sure.
He's just the bigger butt of the joke, so to speak.
Yeah. What did you think? Oh, sorry, Kent.
The other thing that I think this movie got right is, and this is going to seem really stupid, but the Whataburger stuff.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been to Texas?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is
it's
that
just
part
there.
Of that culture.
Yeah.
So he
it's
really
wild.
Did do his homework
uh-huh.
and sort of capture that something of that red Texas culture as opposed to Austin and, you know, maybe Houston and San Antonio, which tend to be a little more on, you know, on the liberal side of things. He really did do that, and he did the homework. I mean, he went down there multiple times and met with people. I remembered reading a story in Texas Monthly where he got a hold of a Texas Monthly writer to take him out to these little towns in West Texas and kind of show him around, you know, be the native guide. And the hilarious part of the story was they went to a bar out in the oil patch where this really takes place. And it was full of guys, they'd gone to a rodeo and then went to a bar in this little town. So it's full of cowboys and oil workers, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this big guy comes up and, you know, he looks like fish, completely fish out of water. Novak does. Big guy comes up walking and they think, uh-oh, right? And he said, are you the guy from the office? Can I get a picture?
We're talking about the Vengeance right now, which is on Amazon Prime.
Another thing, going back to the Whataburger thing, I dated somebody for a while from Texas.
Oh, we know, Nick.
And
I think you've dated somebody from just about every state, it sounds like.
Come on, Nick, power through.
And this person, they had a bunch of Whataburger signs and stuff, like the table signs, in their apartment. I'm like, why do you have this? Like, that's just what you do. You just take these.
Because it's there.
So then when I saw that part in the movie, I'm like, okay, so it is just a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's just a thing.
It's like In-N-Out in California.
I've only been there one time.
Yeah. It's so good.
It was after Nebraska lost to Oklahoma in the 2010 Big 12 Championship, and I was so depressed I didn't eat any food.
It's fine.
Yeah. I like Whataburger a lot.
It's fine.
Are you a Whataburger fan, Kent?
It's just there.
I have spent so much time in Texas that you can't not go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. And yeah. I enjoy, I've been there at, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're not going to go any farther than that.
Kent, you've done some reading into this movie or read some interviews. What did you think of the cast? And I wonder, like, I know some of those people, like, I've seen them on other stuff. Obviously, we've mentioned Novak and Ashton Kutcher.
The mom's from Succession.
The mom is from Succession.
I thought she looked familiar.
And so it seems like these are not like a bunch of locals that were in this movie.
Correct.
Okay.
Those are... No, he cast, I think how this was cast, it looks like Kutcher, he had been with Kutcher all the way back to Punk'd, maybe, right? Novak had known him.
Oh, interesting.
So Kutcher did this for virtually no money, would be my guess, which is how he landed in this movie. And then everybody else in there are good sort of, what do you want to call them, character actors, whatever you want to call them, that are around, that he probably knew from LA or the casting director or whatever. And then they all went and made the movie, which was shot in New Mexico and not in Texas.
Of course it was, because that's where all the tax breaks are.
Correct. And so what they did, I mean, the guy's clever. What they did was they shot it in this little town in New Mexico, and then they sent a crew in a car across to Texas to actually get some of the exterior
established shots. Interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought the siblings were really good. The two daughters, I thought, were very funny in the relationship. The kid, the youngest kid, I thought he was
Mason.
He had some really funny moments as well. I thought that the cast worked, really well all together. I thought that the chemistry of this movie was really solid.
Yeah. The other thing that's interesting about this movie is they shot 2/3 of it before the pandemic.
Oh, really?
And then they got shut down, and I think it was for 7 or 8 months. And so he went back in and edited stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, stuff that had already been filmed, but also the script or whatever, and then they finished the movie.
Interesting.
Huh. Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah,
I thought it was a good movie. I'm not going to spoil, but there's a surprise near the end that I was I thought was really well done, and they kind of slow played it, so it's not something I don't think obvious that you saw coming.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really well done, and yeah, I thought it was a pretty enjoyable watch. Like, it's like Kent said, it's a little darker in terms of a comedy, but it wasn't heavy.
No.
You know, like, there's some, this subject matter could have been very dark.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was a fairly...
But, like, the funeral scene was really funny. Yes. There were some great lines in the funeral scene.
Yeah, there's some really good lines in the funeral scene. They kept it pretty light, which even in dark comedy, sometimes they can still make it a little too heavy. And I thought the tone of the movie was really appropriate for what they were trying to do. So I enjoyed that about it as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She really loved music.
That was killing me.
She'll live on. Yeah, as
looks, a
song.
Looks over at the guitar. By the way, Kent, we just got a text from Travis. He says, anyone who went to high school in Texas has at least one Whataburger number stashed away. Usually it's your favorite number on the jersey number you wore, but in reality, if they don't pick it up from the table, it's yours for the taking. So that's another thing that he must have done research into, where people take the number.
The Whataburger numbers. Yeah,
interesting. Well, now I want to go have Whataburger.
I wish I would have taken mine to the last time I went.
Yeah?
I should have done it.
Next time, Nick. Next time you go down there.
I will.
Texas again.
Yeah, there you go.
I will say, with this movie, I really did like it up until like the last 30 minutes, where I just thought it was kind of okay. The pacing seemed a little weird to me, like in that last 30 minutes. Like, what happened made sense, but it felt like it happened kind of quickly.
Mm. Interesting.
To me.
Compared to the rest of the movie, I'd agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rest of the movie was pretty deliberate almost, right? And then all of a sudden it sort of, the pace picked right up and it kind of took on some of the thriller conventions, for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of an abrupt change. And I will tell you, you're not the first person that has made that criticism. I saw some of that in the reviews.
I wonder if that was an addition at, you know, post pandemic that they decided to work that in the ending,
The way they who knows because it really was okay. We're just kind of moving along gradually, and then all of this stuff is going to happen in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. So that is Vengeance. It's available on Amazon Prime. So if you have a Prime subscription, you can watch it on the Amazon app today. I think we all enjoyed it to varying degrees, so I think we all recommend it. And a hat tip to Mike Schaefer for recommending this one to me in the first place. Kent, next week it's John's pick. Now, again, we'll see if John is back.
Folks.
He sent me his pick earlier today. This is another recent movie. I believe this one also came out last year. It is available on Netflix, and it stars Adam Sandler. It is called Hustle. And
good movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Might be 2 years ago.
Okay.
But yeah.
And this is a basketball movie with actual like NBA stars in it, right?
Yeah.
Like there are okay.
Yeah.
So all right, cool. So I've not seen this. I look forward to watching this. Hustle, it's available on Netflix. We just tweeted out the link. So Kent, you mentioned it. You're not going to be able to watch Hoops tonight because you're going to the Lead Center. Will you be able to watch Hoops tomorrow and Sunday?
Tomorrow night, no. Because I have to go see Journey at the Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Oh, wow.
Shoot me in the head.
Whoa!
Took a midnight train going anywhere, says Kent.
Yeah.
Anywhere but there.
Okay, this will have to have been the 7th or 8th time.
I was
going to
say, you've probably seen him a ton of times.
Sounds like Kent stopped believing.
It don't change much, let's just say.
Yeah.
I do want to add... one thing, if anybody's interested in seeing KKK, or it's not KKK, RRR.
Oh my God.
Spike Lee movie.
I was like, that's a very
RRR,
different
the
vibe.
The Indian movie we watched a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The Ross Theater here in Lincoln. Not this week, but the following week.
Do they have the original version?
In April. Is playing it in the original Indian
dialect.
Gugula, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Version.
Oh.
So if you want to go, and it's on a big screen, which is where it really should be seen.
Oh, man. At the Ross, you said?
Yep.
All right.
There we go.
Very nice. Man, I'm intrigued because it might be
kind of fun to watch on a big screen.
Yeah, RRR.
It was very RRR. It was very distracting too at times with the.
Did you see Jimmy's comment on the stream?
Yeah. Okay, KK. It's RRR.
Oh wow.
All right. Yeah. All right. So Hustle next week in the movie club. It is available on Netflix. Kent, hope you have an awesome weekend.
Me too. I'm not really thinking that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope that Sunday is good for you.
This is Kent.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Kent. This is Journey, and he wants to go their separate ways.
Is that another Journey
that
reference?
That's bad.
Yeah. Bad jokes are Nick's forte. Have a good weekend. Well, have as good of a weekend as you can, Kent.
All right. See you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Kent Wagamont joining us here on The Grum. There was a comment earlier from Jimmy. He says, does Kent not go to theaters anymore? Why no new movie reviews? We just don't do them anymore.
Yeah.
We don't do... Yeah, this is more fun.
He still goes to and reviews movies and concerts, as we're seeing, apparently.
Yeah. Occasionally, we'll talk to him about a newer movie, like maybe getting a question or two.
Oppenheimer coming?
See, and that's one that I'd love to do.
Absolutely.
We did Cocaine Bear
recently, but yeah.
You put the emphasis on bear in a weird place there.
Did I?
Said Cocaine Bear.
Well. It's like when Shafe says Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
So yeah.
Cocaine Bear.
Rusty says Designated Hitler. Do we have that drop on there?
Designated Hitler.
Yeah. I was like, what movie is he?
You want to see KKK, what?
Black Klansman?
Yeah, that was on the brain.
I do want to see that movie. I haven't seen that yet.
It's good. Jed says, was I the only one not surprised that the KKK was playing Somewhere in Lincoln? All right. Keep your breweries coming in, by the way, like this one from Sam. Kegs Cups Kent Brewery.
Oh, no.
Come on now. Is this now what all the jokes are going to be? Let's not do this.
Probably.
Yeah, you're probably right. Some more breweries. Broken Twig.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Broken Twig Brewery. Shane says Twisted Bear Brewing. So again, a lot of like the Twisted. Aaron in Papillion says Rusty Nail Tetanus Ale.
Oh.
So Rusty Nail is actually the name of a drink.
Yeah.
So that might be a little confusing, but I do like where your head's at.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. David says Dusty Beaver. All right,
there
so we're back on that.
Back to that, huh?
Bonk.
Uh-huh, indeed. All right, so keep your brewery names coming in. We have given away two of the pairs. During the break, Nick will pick another one from the emails or tweets that we have received, and that person will win a pair of tickets to see Matchbox 20, plus we'll continue playing Matchbox 20 songs as the show goes on, so I can realize, I do actually know who Matchbox 20 is.
Can we get Real World next, Nick?
I got you.
All right, so Real World, we'll play when we return. We got some more hoops coming. John Bishop will join us in about a half hour.
I still have a Dylan Raiola concern.
Let's do that when we come back.
Okay.
Our final preview of Dylan Raiola weekend.
I'm going to end on a negative note because I have a concern.
Negative boys.
The negative boys. The concerned boys. And then someone's looking in our fridge right now.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Oh, it's Alyssa. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
All right, more to come back after this on 1620 The Zone. Hey, everyone. Josh Peterson here for my friends at Kugler Vision. You know, I was able to see Alyssa out of the corner of my eye. And why? Because I don't have glasses on anymore. Why? Because I went to Kugler Vision over 5 years ago. I scheduled a consultation for the beginning of 2018. I wondered, which of your procedures are going to work best for me? I hear you have 7 of them. I figured, cool, LASIK, that's what everybody gets, right? Wrong. Not everybody gets LASIK, but they have 6 other FDA-approved forms of modern vision correction that can help you, just like they helped out me. Few of my coworkers, they have done the same. Friends of the Grum, I know over the last few years, have done the same as well. I have a really good friend. She had her procedure done late last year, and it has been such a game changer for her life. Every time I see her, we end up talking about it, and she mentions how she does not miss her glasses at all. It's the only spot in our state that specializes in all 7 of those FDA-approved forms of modern vision correction. Give them a call today and schedule a consultation. Ditch the glasses for good. 402-558-2211. You can also visit them on their website today, KuglerVision.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.